Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating.
I got a big heart, and I'm very forgiving, but, like, don't abuse it. It's been abused enough.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school, like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
The big news just broke, an hour or so ago. Jimmy G, after all of this time, he will be back with the Niners. He's taking a pay cut. He was supposed to make about $29 million this year. He is going down to $6.5 million. Obviously, I'm sure there's some incentives that could get it back up there. It could get up to about $16 million if he hit all the bonuses. But people might say, well, why would he take a pay cut? Because, you know, it seemed like they were going to cut him, right? Before the contract was guaranteed. And so if they had cut him, another team would have probably signed him for even less than that, right? And so he's actually probably getting more money than he would have gotten.
But this
had
is
he
why
not negotiated this.
Such a bad contract. Like you got a $29 million number, Chris, that doesn't mean anything. That's
yeah,
why.
Yeah, I mean, that's you know been football. You know,
no,
the last year of his deal.
It's bad.
A lot of them were like that.
Because it's not real money. So that 29, he never was going to get that. Like,
right.
he just wasn't going to get it. It just
right. Well, that may be changing if Lamar pushes for this guaranteed deal, as you and I have said he should. But anyway, I like it, Rob. I think that I've said all along that the 49ers should keep Jimmy G. His money, they just didn't want to pay him for out of principle because his money's not negatively affecting the team. All right, it's not going to affect when they re-sign Nick Bosa in the offseason. They already signed Deebo Samuel. They just didn't want to pay a backup quarterback $29 million. But I think it's good that he's there. Because this team is built to win now. And look, they're turning the team over to Trey Lance, which I agree with. As much as, you know, I've touted Garoppolo for winning, I think you put all that into Trey Lance. He does have physical tools. See what he can do. But if he doesn't perform well, or if he gets hurt, you don't give up the season. Now you've got a quarterback you know can win
from the Fox Sports win with.
And so they'll keep Jimmy G as insurance, and I think that's a smart thing to do.
I think this is the dumbest thing going. I just think Trey Lance should be your quarterback. You drafted him. You moved up in the draft. People questioned you. You want to move on to him. Why keep Jimmy G around if you've moved on? And I just think it's still that kid's going to be there, and he knows what Jimmy G has done in the past, and that, you know, I got to play great because if I don't, you know, then they're going to put this guy in. It doesn't show a full commitment. So I think the 49ers have made a mistake here. I don't care what it would have cost. Cut him, you know, or get him to take some sort of settlement, but move on from him if you're going to make that move. Because to me, if all things are equal – and you're right, Chris. They do have a team that's ready to win. They almost went to the Super Bowl for a second time during Jimmy G's tenure there in San Francisco.
If not for a dropped interception.
Exactly. That interception.
He might have been in two Super Bowls in 3 years.
Absolutely. You know that. That was a game changer that right. Stafford threw a sure pick, but it didn't happen. But here's the point. I think – what they do here is they give themselves a safeguard, which I just think you should make a commitment to the guy and say, and I'm not saying he's on this level at all. But, you know, when the Packers just decided, okay, dude, we're done. I mean, don't forget, Brett Favre played, Chris, like 3 more years and got to the NFC Championship game. He wasn't finished. Remember? He wasn't finished at all. But they just decided this is our guy. We're going to go with Aaron Rodgers, and that's the end of it. And Trey Lance, if you really believe he's got that something special, Chris, and you're watching him and you feel good about him, move on from Jimmy G. Don't keep him around. And teams do this sometimes just so that you give the guy that you've turned it over to the ultimate confidence that this is my team come hell or high water.
Okay.
They're going to let me learn. The only way I'm going to learn is by playing.
But what if he's not that good?
Well, then shame
on
you.
It's not
shame
like we've seen. Sam Darnold was a number 3 pick, just like Trey Lance. Mitch Trubisky was a number 2 pick. Marcus Mariota was a number 2 pick. You know as well as I do. Just because you were drafted high, obviously people believe in all these guys they pick high. And all of them aren't that good. Now, he may be a star. I don't know. We'll see. But if he's not that good, and if you made a mistake, then you could easily go to Jimmy G. And here's the other thing. Let's say, just for sake of argument, he starts off the season after 5 games, you see we're not playing well, and he definitely ain't playing well. He's the problem. And they go to Jimmy G. Now, I do think, Rob, he should have a long leash, 6, 7. You know, I don't think you 3 games in, you get rid of him and all that. I think you're right in that. Give him the chance. But if 5, 6 games in, 7 games in, it's clearly not ready, you can go to Jimmy G. And then he's still young. He has started 3 games in like the last 3 years. And one of them was at the Division I AA level. So he very well may not be ready. You used the Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers comparison. Well, Rodgers had sat for 3 years. This kid came from lower level college ball and sat for 1 year. And so he may not yet be ready. And then he might be ready next year. So I don't think if indeed they at some point have to go to Jimmy G because he's not playing well, that doesn't have to mean Trey Lance is done.
I'm not
it
saying
might
that
just
he's
mean
done.
He's ready next year. Now he's not quite ready yet.
I just think that that's the decision, and that's why you're in the front office. That's why you're the GM and the head coach. Like the Packers didn't flinch. They could have easily said, we know, whatever. Brett can still play. We're
well,
going
they also
with
believed in Rod. Like, you can
no,
see
I,
Rodgers
I know, and that's
legit.
What I'm saying. Like, if I'm Trey Lance, I don't believe that they have full confidence in me because they're still keeping the guy around who's been winning for them, and it's just a money thing. If this wasn't a money thing, paying him $29 million and having a guy you drafted, because it didn't stop the Packers from saying to Jordan Love, okay, well, we drafted you, we moved up for you, but the guy we thought we were going to replace you with just won back-to-back MVPs. So tough luck. You got to sit there. How many games has he played? He's played one game since he's been drafted.
That's the thing. So what if Trey Lance does feel like, man, they're not fully committed to him? So? Go out there and make him fully committed.
Well,
I mean, this is big boy football. This ain't about gift wrapping you anything because you were the third pick in the draft.
I'm not saying gift wrapping, but I think that if you want to make those moves, it's just better sometimes to get that other guy out of the picture completely. So your quarterback, your team can focus in on him, because there'll be guys in that locker room, Chris, that when it's a struggle or things aren't going right, are going to say, why are we doing this? We got a team that was almost in the Super Bowl, and we still have a roster that's ready to win now. Why are we reverting to a young kid who's played three games, started three games in 3 years? None of it makes sense, because you kept Jimmy G around because you don't fully believe that something's going to happen. Just cut Jimmy G. They could have cut him and moved on and got a backup quarterback. Somebody else who's not on that level.
Thing is, if the kid gets hurt, he got hurt last year in two games. So what if he gets hurt? And Ephraim Salam made this point last week. I thought it was a good one as he was filling in for you. He said, look, players are going, like, if they start poorly, and you said it, because I had brought it up to him, players will start, you know, hey, Jimmy G, we know we can win with him. He's like, players are going to be saying that anyway. If Jimmy G were to be cut or had been cut, then they really would have been like, yo, y'all cut Jimmy G, who we know can get us as far as we need to go, at least to the Super Bowl, for this. And now we got no chance because this kid's not ready. So they're going to be feeling that way anyway. No, if he doesn't produce, he's got physical tools. We'll see.
Let me ask you just your gut. And we don't know. I'm with you. I'm going to watch. Because, Chris, we aren't at practice, okay? We aren't, and we don't know.
And really, let's see what he does in the game.
See him play. And it's different from when you're coming in every so often, or you know what I mean, like they're putting you in. But now it's your team. The film is all on you. They're watching your tendencies. They're going to try to make you do stuff that you haven't been able to show on tape. My point is, what's your gut just going in? And how good is he going to be? Is this guy going to get them to the playoffs this year? Do you have any feel for that?
Well, they've got a great team, as we know, right? The NFC is not as strong as it used to be just a year ago. I mean, and so I do think they will make the playoffs. Now, will this kid be the one to lead them there? We'll see. But they open up, Rob. They got the Bears, the Seahawks, the Broncos, the Rams. The Panthers, they should be able to win at least three of those games. Bears, Seahawks, Panthers.
If they don't, it's going to be scary. Right.
Right. That's really a good – that's a good time for him. We got six games. Four of them are very winnable, and we're not giving up to the Rams and Broncos. So that might be the timeline where they say, okay, if he hasn't done it, if we're not at least 3-3 – and he's not playing well, maybe they make a move then. We'll see.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today, and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Let's get to our guest, Sam Monson, Pro Football Focus lead NFL analyst and podcast host, friend of the show as well. Sam, good to have you back.
What's happening?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Doing great, good. Great. Let's get right to it. Tom Brady ranked number one as the best player in the NFL by the players. Now, you guys had him ranked eighth. I don't think he should have been number one. Rob certainly doesn't. Why talk about, I mean, him being number one and why you guys didn't have him close to number one.
And is this the Lifetime Achievement Award? Sometimes players can't help it.
Right. I think that's definitely a big part of it. Look, I think Tom Brady is playing incredible football right now, and I don't think we should normalize that he's doing it at 45 years of age. It's ridiculous what Tom Brady is able to do right now, and it's absolutely worthy of praise, of recognition. It's an all-time incredible thing. But, like, I mean, Aaron Donald is the best player in the NFL, and it's not close, and it has been for a while. When you factor in, you know, if you say all positions are created equal, and there's really no point in doing one of these lists if you're not going to do that. Otherwise, it's quarterback 1 through, you know, 20. So if you're going to say all positions are created equal, the distance between Aaron Donald and the next guy at his position is so huge. Whereas you can't say that for Tom Brady. Even if you want to claim that Brady's the best quarterback in the NFL, is there a big difference between Brady and Aaron Rodgers or Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes? No, certainly not the difference between Aaron Donald and the next guy at his position. So I think you have to look at what Donald has done in his career and say, this is a guy that's consistently able to lead the league in pressures, in sacks, in those kinds of things from an interior alignment. I mean, those guys do not lead the league in pressures.
Right.
And Donald does it almost every year.
Right? I mean, you usually get it coming from the outside.
Right. Those guys on the edge, you know, they've got a longer route to the quarterback, but they're dealing in more space. They've generally got a one-on-one matchup. They work in his blind side half the time. Edge rushers generally get a third more pressure than interior linemen, and yet Donald is leading the league in pressure more often than he doesn't.
How about this? Even in Brady's numbers last year, he led the league in passing yards and touchdowns, but he was second in QBR and eighth in quarterback rating. Why was that?
I think sometimes, you know, particularly with the offense, a little bit more aggressive than some other offenses, there are some statistics that don't necessarily flatter Tom Brady. You know, there are some numbers where I think he's let down a little bit by his supporting cast. He had 35 drops last year, which was a ton during the regular season. I think you can make an argument that he was as good as any quarterback in the league last year. We had him, I think, first at the end of the regular season. I think the postseason propelled Joe Burrow a little bit higher than him. But Brady, like you said, led the league in a couple of those box score numbers, had a ton of big-time throws, which are our sort of highest-graded plays, highest-graded throws, the ones deeper downfield with a higher degree of accuracy and difficulty. And really, he was incredibly good at avoiding turnovers. I know he had 12 interceptions on the season, but he had one of the lowest. He had one of the lowest turnover-worthy play rates in the NFL. When you consider how many times he put the ball in the air, his rate of putting it in harm's way was incredibly low for a guy that was as aggressive with the ball as he was. So I think Brady's absolutely playing great football right now, and I think it's a really close call between those top quarterbacks.
So what are you expecting this year? Let's just assume he's Brady, right?
But that offensive line is bad.
I'm concerned about. And I mean, we don't know this, but I don't know how excited. I almost feel like he's not, you know, he understands the writing's on the wall and they just may not be as good as they have in the last 2 years.
He doesn't seem to be into it. I mean,
but
seriously.
Yeah, what are you expecting? Basically, because of that offensive line.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, my time of writing off Tom Brady or expecting a big decline, they're long in the past. I think at this point, you have to assume that he's going to be a great quarterback until he shows reasons that he won't be. But you're right. You look at that offensive line, and it's not as good as it was a year ago. And there's some cracks there now, and they've lost a couple of players. And it's going to have an impact. It might not be a massive impact. It might not turn Tom Brady from a great quarterback into an average one or a bad one. But it's going to cause some problems on some plays that it wouldn't have last year. But the one thing that's in its favor is Brady got rid of the ball, you know, as fast as almost any quarterback last year. Only Roethlisberger had a faster average time to throw than Tom Brady did last season. If he keeps that kind of speed going this year, it makes the offensive line's job just so much easier. Mm. They don't have to pass block for as long. They're not, you know, holding on to the block for those sort of long 3.5 second plays. Brady will help that offensive line be as good as it can possibly be. And then they don't need, you know, superstars at every position. They just need guys that aren't getting absolutely destroyed every single snap immediately.
Right. The only thing you really can't compare Roethlisberger's because he was thrown to the other team, though, you know, so I don't think that was fair.
Easier to get rid of the ball when you don't care where it's going.
Right? Hey, you just throw it up for grabs. You know what I mean. All right. Patrick Mahomes, I'm interested in his season and what he's going to do. You know, at one point, I know people were thinking he's going to win the MVP every year. I don't think he's had a vote or one vote in the last couple of years, and now he doesn't have one of his biggest weapons. What kind of season are you expecting from Patrick Mahomes at QB?
Yeah, I think this is a really interesting season for Patrick Mahomes because I think one of the things that's made Tom Brady the greatest quarterback of all time is that he's kept reinventing himself down the years. You know, every few seasons, teams start to get a handle on what it is that Brady's doing and how he's beating them, and they find a way of causing him some problems. And Brady just goes, okay, and he changes the offense, and he comes back playing a completely different style of football, and he's done that multiple times in his career. And I think for the first time, defenses have started to find something that's caused Patrick Mahomes some problems. And we saw that last season with all those two high coverage shells that they were using to try and take away the explosive plays from Mahomes to Tyreek Hill. And it's not like the Chiefs' offense became terrible, but they did have more problems with those defenses, and Mahomes made a few more mistakes, and the big plays certainly weren't there as often as they were there in the past, and Mahomes had, for him, a down year. Now, a down year for Patrick Mahomes is still like a career year for most of the other quarterbacks in the NFL.
But for the first time,
it was a little bit of a downswing from what he's done in the past. So now, like, this is the first time for him to come back and say, okay, I see what you're doing, and I've got the counter. I've got the reinvention. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to be that guy again where I'm the MVP front runner. And he's going to do it without Tyreek Hill. So I think this is a really interesting year for Mahomes, and I think he's too good not to have some kind of bounce back.
Sam, great stuff, man. We're going to get you on more regularly. Yep. You always bring knowledge. So
appreciate you.
Keep up the great work, man.
Hey, take it easy.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed, and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hey, my name is Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Dodgers at the Marlins. I'm taking the Marlins plus 143 just to win, Chris, in that game. And the Phillies and Diamondbacks run total. I'm taking the under 9 in that game. Under 9 for the Phillies at the Diamondbacks in Arizona. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm just telling you who I bet on.
I just hope your little hiatus changed your luck.
I hope so, too, because I need a change in luck. No doubt about it.
It was bad, bro. It was bad. It was like bad. It was like Yankees bad.
Oh, was it that bad? My God.
Yeah, how about your Yankees?
They're not my Yankees. Stop saying that.
You picked them?
No, I know.
Yeah, you're a Mets fan, though,
I grew up in Queens, though. I'm just saying. People always think, oh, you're a Yankee fan. I'm not a Yankee. I never was a Yankee fan.
You just pick them every year to win it.
Yes, I do. The last 3 years I have.
Right. Well, we talked about it when you were gone, but you haven't had a chance to weigh in. What'd you think of Tom Brady's 11-day vacation during training camp? And I'll tell you, obviously, I like Brady. You know that. I didn't like this. Now, look, if it's something serious that he just really had to deal with, fine. I'm not going to be critical of that for him or any other player. But if one report had it being a vacation to the Bahamas.
Yeah.
We don't know if that's true or not. But when he says he's 45, stuff going on, again, if it's something serious, we get it. But everybody has to manage life's the curveballs that life throws at you, particularly professional athletes, right? They got through divorce and all that, right?
I don't buy in that it was something serious because Chris, in years gone by, has had issues with his mom, and he's just announced it. I'm dealing with my mom who's having issues, and people respect that. This was scheduled. Todd Bowles, the coach, even said this was scheduled coming in. So you know it sounded to me like a vacation that his wife had planned, you know what I mean, and was like.
That's terrible to me.
That's what I think it
they
is.
They can change their vacation anytime.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Chris,
you got all the money in the world.
They can do whatever they want.
Absolutely.
Exactly. And to say, no, we're going on this vacation during training camp. I don't give a damn, whatever. It ain't fair to everybody else. You either have to be all in or retire. Yeah, we get it. That's why guys aren't 45, Chris, right? That's why. And if you want to play, then you need to do that. I just think it's unfair to everybody else to want them to be all in, and then you're going to question them, and you're on vacation during training camp. It's
you know
a bad
who
look.
I think it's most unfair to?
Todd Bowles.
It undercuts his authority.
It does.
You
it
didn't makes do him... this all those years under Bill Belichick.
Thank you.
You didn't do it under Bruce Arians.
And the black coach gets the job.
Todd Bowles. Exactly. And I'm not saying it's racial.
No, I'm just saying.
Still, it undercuts his authority.
Right.
Right? You don't think dudes are like, yo, like.
You think Bill Belichick would have allowed him to go on vacation during training camp, Chris? No. Not even close. Imagine.
And if it look, if his wife was like, look, you can go play, but this vacation we're going. I'm sorry. It's like if you got a buckle, don't play.
Right.
Because clearly she's not really on board with you playing if
it
she's
doesn't
insisting
seem like it. Right, on
us
a vacation.
Going on this vacation at this time. Especially when you can change it anytime you want. They could go anywhere on the planet. They could go off the planet as much money as they have.
Hey, they could go on a trip to the moon, but ain't right. going during training camp. Chris, it's like you. Like when you were an NBA beat guy. This is the NBA
right.
season.
Right.
Baby, I can't take a vacation. I can't take 2 weeks off during basketball season. When I covered baseball, I couldn't do it.
A bunch of our friends, couples that we usually hang out with,
right.
they went to Napa this June to hang out. It was a jazz festival, you know, all that wine country. And I couldn't go because it was the NBA finals and I needed
right.
to be on First Things First. And I didn't even, like, ask if I could go. You know, it was just like, no. NBA Finals, Super Bowl, like,
how would that? How
work.
Would that look, Chris, you taking off during the NBA Finals to go on vacation?
No. Come on.
It would look terrible.
Right. It's like there's a few big things you need
right.
to do. And, you know, in football, you get 5 months, 6 months, whatever it is, off. Well, you can't do enough in those 6 months?
Doesn't
Come
make
on,
sense.
Man.
It's terrible,
and
right.
I think, like, you alluded to it earlier, and I had said this while you were gone. Brady knows as much as anyone, maybe probably more than almost all players, how important this time is.
Yep.
And so for him to take it off, I don't know how. I just think, I feel like, this is pure speculation. I just feel like he's a little down because of the injuries. And I think he's wondering how good they're going to be.
Yep.
I don't think he's trying to play for anything but Super Bowls at this point.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating.
I got a big heart, and I'm very forgiving, but, like, don't abuse it. It's been abused enough.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis,
mm-hmm.
back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like,
yeah.
okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then mm-hmm. a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.